From the KTOO Newsroom, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. A defense motion seeks clarification of a Utah man's federal murder charge in the death of his wife. Public defenders for Kenneth Manzanares are asking for specifics from the indictment so that he can better defend himself. The federal government accuses him of killing his wife last year aboard a cruise ship in southeast Alaska. The Associated Press reported the couple was celebrating their wedding anniversary. Witnesses later found the woman dead. His public defenders want more details about how the government plans to prove intent. According to the motion, statements made in the case say the incident happened, quote, in a matter of minutes, end quote, and Manzanares used his bare hands. The Federal Public Defender's Office filed the motion Friday in the District of Alaska. More than 400 students received academic certificates and degrees from the University of Alaska Southeast on Sunday. Speaking before the family and friends gathered in the UAS Recreation Center, Chancellor Rick Caulfield spoke about the unique features of Southeast students.
Many of whom are non-traditional students, raising a family, working a job or two. The average age is 29. Two-thirds of our graduates and our students are female. More than 30% of them are taking classes online. Some are taking them completely online. And many are in Southeast Alaska, but many others are across the entire state.
Husband and wife Vladimir and Morgan Cruz are perfect examples of the type of non-traditional students UAS caters to. They both graduated Sunday as their two young daughters watched. Morgan earned a master's degree in social work and public health, while Vladimir earned a bachelor's degree in accounting. How would they describe raising a family while working and earning simultaneous degrees?
Hard, very hard.
We had each other's support, though, and family support, which was good.
Vladimir took fewer classes when Morgan was pregnant to support the family.
It took me like 5 years because of the time off that we took for the kids and family matters and stuff.
But they did it. The Cruises said they're looking forward to some time off. The university also awarded two honorary degrees. Former Juneau Mayor and Alaska Attorney General Bruce Botello received an honorary doctorate of laws. Aquan Elder and cultural advocate and educator Marie Olson received an honorary doctorate of humane letters. And authorities say a man died last week after a medical emergency at the Valley Pool. The Juneau Empire reports medical personnel responded Friday to a call that a man was unconscious at Diamond Park Aquatic Center. Capital City Fire and Rescue Assistant Chief Ed Quinto says the man suffered a medical condition and that an ambulance was called. Juneau Police Sergeant Sean Phelps said responding medical crews attempted to revive the man but were unsuccessful. And taking a look at weather today, mostly cloudy with some sun, high around 59. Tonight, mostly cloudy with lows around 44 degrees and light wind. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. I'm Adeline Baxter.